In their latest attack on Iranian media, Paris-based satellite provider Eutelsat has ordered its Spanish subsidiary, Hispasat, to stop broadcasting Iran's Press TV and Hispan TV. As Eutelsat expands its censorship to include Central and South America, press freedom watchdogs are increasingly demanding answers. But Eutelsat's only public explanation, claiming that EU sanctions forced the move, has been publicly rejected by the EU in an interview with Press TV. Eutelsat's CEO, Michel DeRozan, has repeatedly declined Press TV's requests for an interview. Hispasat chose to justify their decision by assuming, quote, a wider interpretation of EU regulations.
I do hope that this ban is going to be lifted very, very quickly, because it doesn't serve any useful purpose. It is just limiting the source of information for many people, and that is not a good thing. That is not a positive thing.
Anti-Iranian organizations like United Against Nuclear Iran and pro-Israeli groups like the American Jewish Committee openly lobbied for and celebrated Hispasat's decision. As political prejudices appear more and more obvious, press freedom organizations are starting to take notice. The list of companies banning Iranian media now includes French-owned Eutelsat and Hispasat, Canada's Telesat, Britain's Arqiva, and Hong Kong-based AsiaSat, which counts American conglomerate General Electric as a major shareholder. Eutelsat's apparent war on Iranian media continues to expand, but condemnations of the company are starting to grow as well. Many recognize the need for unique media viewpoints, and many more are concerned about what will follow if Eutelsat's intolerance is unopposed. Ramin Mazahiri, Press TV, Paris.